How do you save time in the morning? And what sneakers are the hot ones right now? Because everybody seems somewhat confused. Stylist Lauren Perez from the Lauren Group. You can find her online at @all_things_Lauren on Instagram. Lauren, I remember when everybody was getting the New Balance sneakers. We had to get New Balance. They were back in style. It wasn't just white old ones for old guys anymore. It was popular across the board. And then it was the return of the Converse and the Vans for a short period. And now what?
Sneakers are going to peak again. I think 2024, they sort of got bored of like the same old, kind of same old, and not really knowing what to do. But sneakers are back, and like white, pristine, classic sneakers
like
are
Keds?
Back as a wardrobe staple.
Like Keds,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Keds, Chucks, totally.
That sounds terrible to me. I can't keep them clean. I mean, how do you keep them clean?
Yeah, you buy your white pair and you buy a cleaner kit with it.
Remember when you would go to Aldo or stores like that and they would try to sell you the cleaning kit for like $5 extra? You'd be like, nope,
yeah,
I don't need that.
Yeah, it seemed to me the best way used to be like you just position yourself over a large bowl, a little bit of laundry detergent, and break out that toothbrush.
You know what's funny? You know what Lauren told me the other day? This is veering away from the white sneakers, but it has to do with my white cloth seats in my dining room that my six-year-old has destroyed. Do you remember what you told me to try?
Did I tell you shaving cream?
Yes. I haven't done
it
yet. I know I bought it, but I didn't do it yet. I bought like the old school barber, you know what it's called? Barbasol. Yeah. I bought that. Yeah. I'm going to try. I'll report back on if it actually works.
Yeah, you know what? That would be fascinating to me.
Man, can you use that on your sneakers if they're cloth?
Yes, I would think so.
All right.
It's interesting.
One of my resolutions for the new year, I shouldn't say it's a resolution, it's something I'm trying to do, is be more efficient in the mornings. And Lauren, you have a tip for that too. And it's an old one.
Consider like planning your outfits for the week. You know how you always say Sunday scaries?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you like take a moment to like think about your week, if you consider the weather, you can also consider outfits that'll kind of go along with what's happening for you during the week. It eases your stress. Mm. It makes life better in the mornings. You know, there's a sense of ease that comes along with, you know, at least wrapping your brain around, you know, what your outfits might be based on what you have going on.
You know, Lauren, I always, always have the next day ready to go. And the days that I have that ready to go at like 5 or 6 o'clock at night, I feel good. It also allows me to relax quicker when I go to bed or just have my mindset for relaxation when it is that I'm headed up to bed. I can't even imagine being 5 days ahead. I'd be like, oh, this clothing thing, I got it wrapped up, Anazap.
Forbes did a whole article on successful people, what they do on a Sunday. And in that article, they mention prepping yourself mentally for the week and your outfits.
It's smart because I hate the outfit I have on today. And I didn't think anything of it this morning because I was just in a rush. I wanted to get out of the house.
Open the closet. There it is.
Yeah. Right. And I just grabbed a sweater, grabbed a pair of jeans. And all day, it's made me not feel as good as I would usually feel about myself if I was more put together at this moment.
I think the biggest thing that it does for you is it will also help you like learn your style and what makes you feel confident. If you grab this certain jacket because you have a meeting on a Wednesday and that meeting is successful and you feel confident there, you're going to want to reach for that in different outfits because it's something that makes you feel good. Like there's comfort in that.
All right. If you want to follow Lauren, you can head to Instagram, @all_things_Lauren there. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.